The Bay Area is no stranger to demonstrations protesting police using deadly force against unarmed people. Back in 2014, then-Richmond Police Chief Chris Magnus showed up at a gathering calling for a reduction in police violence and was even seen holding a Black Lives Matter sign and hugging a protester. He is now police chief in Tucson, Arizona, and joins us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. Chief, thanks for making some time for us this afternoon. I'm seeing a number of chiefs and others in uniform around the country making gestures similar to what you did back in 2014. What are you thinking when you see those on TV?
I'm thinking we're making some progress, but I wish it had come a little bit sooner, and I think there's still a lot more work to do.
Boy, so much has gone on in the last 5 or 6 days. How do you unpack it all?
Yeah, it is a lot, isn't it? I think you start to unpack it by really committing to dialogue building with your community. I think that's the most important thing, is to start really listening and engaging with the community to make some of the changes that are so important to people.
Do you find some of those lessons that you learned back in 2014 are universal? Are there unique challenges there in Tucson, Arizona for you?
I think a lot of them are universal. I really do. I think that police departments and police officials really have to address issues of policy, of training, of accountability, and maybe most importantly of organizational culture if we're going to change some of these dynamics and truly build relationships with the communities that we're serving.
Do you think there's going to be a will to do that in the coming weeks and months?
Well, I think we're seeing more of the will, and I think that's encouraging. But, you know, the challenge in the past has always been we have some of these terrible incidents. There's an uproar that lasts for a brief period of time, and then essentially we go back to status quo. I hope we'll use this opportunity to really demand longer-lasting change, and I think that means people have to get involved with talking with their elected officials, holding their police officials accountable, and really pledging to work with them over the long term.
Chief, I know there are umbrella organizations that bring together chiefs from various departments across the country. During the course of an extended crisis like this one, do you have opportunities to speak with other chiefs about what's working and what's not working in their jurisdictions?
I do, and I've actually been very pleased to be part of the Major City Chiefs Association, which has really taken a strong stand around these issues that I think is very encouraging, including the need to really help officers and members of police departments understand the basis of this divide that exists in many cases between police and communities of color in terms of what's happened historically, but then to take it to next steps involving training and policy changes. So that's been encouraging. There are other groups as well, like the Police Executive Research Forum that I've been part of, and I think these are all groups that are starting to help reshape the narrative within the police community.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us. We sure appreciate it. We have been speaking with former Richmond Police Chief Chris Magnus. He is now the police chief in Tucson, Arizona.